not anything ever been wrong. Till well, one day I was walking along. I guess I got careless, guess I got cocky. Crazy, not looking at where I was walking. That's how it started. Shock when it stuck. I saw my big toe on a very hard rock. And I went in the air, went for a sail. I sprained the main bone to the tip of my tail. I learned that our troubles for the one kind. Some come from ahead, some come from behind. So I said to myself, how's this out to start? Be twice as careful and twice as smart. But watch out for trouble in front and back sections by aiming my eyeballs in different directions. That was to be quite a difficult stunt. But now I was safe, both in back and in front. The new troubles came from above and below. A shirt's in my neck and a shrink in my toes. Now I was really in trouble, you know. The rocks and the quail and the shirts and the shrink had so many troubles I just couldn't think. Well, there I was, fully surrounded by trouble. And a chat opened up and a one-wheeler woke. Young fellow, he said, what has happened to you? Has happened to me and other folks too. I'll tell you what I have decided to do. I'm off to the city, a solace and new on the banks of the beautiful river. Why, who would they never have trouble? These very few, it's not very far. My camel is strong, he'll get us there fast, so hop on, come along. Well, I jumped up behind him, long to the day. The road wobbled on in a wobblesome way. The road got more bumpy, more rocky, more tricky. Fuck than that, I tell you, my stomach felt icky. So I said, Mr. Please, when do we get to that wonderful town? Are we almost there yet? Young fellow, he said, I'll just start in the stew. At sunrise, we'll drive into Solace Saloon. You'll have no more troubles, I promise I do. But when dawn finally came, and the darkness got light, a wonderful city was nowhere in sight. Instead of that city, we ran into trouble. Our camel got sick, and he started to bubble. We had to pull him in our one-wheeler wobble. So there we were, in a dreadful position. Our camel sure needed a camel physician. Doctors for camels, not often seen. Especially on mountains, they're far from between. Pull an old bubble, set out to find some doctor while dragging our camel behind. Well, I pull, pull, and pull. Next thing I knew, I was pulling the camel and the wobble chap. Now really, I thought, this is rather unfair. But he said, don't you steal while I'm doing my share. This is called teamwork. I furnish the brains. You furnish the muscles, the aches, and the pain. I pick the best road to tell you just where to go. And we'll find a good doctor more quickly, you know. And then he sat and he worked with his brain and his tongue. And he bossed me around because I was young. And he told me go left and he told me go right. That's what he told me all day and all night. Next morning we located Dr. Sam Snell. Knew about tonsils and camels as well. Our camel, he said, had a bad case of gleeks. She lied flat in bed for at least 20 weeks. I was tired. I wanted to crawl in my bed. But the wobble chap sent me away and he said, your troubles are practically all at an end. Just run down that hill and around the next bend. You'll come to the Happy Way bus route, my friend. The Happy Way bus leaves at 4:42. It will take you directly to Solace Saloon on the banks of the beautiful River Wahoo, where they never have troubles, at least for a few. Well, the bus stop is there. That part was just fine. The jack on a stick was a very small sign saying, notice the passenger holding our line. We're sorry to say, our driver Butch Myers ran over 4 nails in a puncture all tire. He'll fill a notice to 4:42. Could I possibly take you to Solace Saloon? So we wish you a most pleasant journey by feet. Signed, bus line president, Horace B. Sweet. So I went off my feet, thanks to Horace B. Sweet. And that Horace B. Sweet almost ruined my feet. 100 miles later, my feet were so sore. Then when you know it, it started to pour. I was drenched to the skin when a chap in the skin splashed up and he yelled, it's the Midwinter Sticker! Yeah! This year, it's not gonna be very comfy around here. And if you won't get out, so I packed up my things, off to my granddaddy's out in Palm Springs. Take cover, get my house if you wish. The chap in the splinter splashed off like a fish. Well, I ran in the house, and I fell in a heap. I needed my rest, but I just couldn't sleep. It drew up asleep when your feet were like ice, with a family of owls and a family of mice. I listened all night to the growls and the yowls and the chattering teeth of those mice and those owls. Well, a midwinter chicker howled horrible howls. I tossed and I flipped and I flopped and I flipped. It was 5:15 when I finally slept, and I dreamed I was sleeping. Solid salute, the billow billows of self silken sad marshmallow stuff pillows. Dreamed I was sleeping. Solid salute, the banks of the beautiful River Wahoo. But then I woke up and it just wasn't true. I was crashing downhill in the bubbling blood. I had suns in my eyes, my mouth full of mud. I had nose full of water, my ears full of shrieks. Now I was flying off with the mice and the beasts. I said to myself, now I really don't see why troubles like this have to happen to me. Floated 12 days down from space, so practically almost. must have given the hope when someone up high shouted, "Here, catch the rope!" Knew that my troubles come to an end. I climbed up the rope calling, "Thank you, my friend." Got to the top, but it wasn't a friend. I saw that my troubles were not at an end. Big man on a horse scared me out of my wits. He barreled, "I'm General Genghis Khan Smith. Some more going on in this time that you knew. Realize this land has a duty to do. We're marching to battle. We need you, my boy. We're about to attack. We're about to destroy. Perilous Poozer of Pumple Moose Pass. To get into line, you're private first class." He gave me a shooter, one little bean, which is not very much if you see what I mean. And he yelled, "Get the hoser, attack without fear. Glorious moment of victory's there." The glorious general led the advance. The glorious swish of his sword and his lance. The glorious clank of his tin-plated pants. We went around the comp, found at last. There was more than one Poozer in Pumple Moose Pass. General Genghis Khan Smith shouted out to his men, "It's hours of war now and again. Sometimes you are winners, sometimes you are losers. Never can win against so many poosers. So I just did this. Time to retreat." The army raised off by his template of feet. And there I was, more poosers than I ever seen. There I was, my shooter and only one beam. There I was, I thought I'd ever get through to the wonderful sea. We saw the salute on the banks of the beautiful River Wahoo. And never have chosen. These very few. I had terrible trouble staying alive. And I saw an old pipe that said vent number 5. Then that's time to find out what that meant. So that vent had a hole. That hole's where I went. But I've been where I went. Sort of a funnel. Led me down into a frightful black tunnel. The trap down there was a mess I must say. With millions of birds going all the wrong way. They bought me with bites. They paid me with dishes. I ran into ladders, beds, bottles, and fishes. I skidded on garbage. I fell on a horde. Troubles I wished I had never been born. Gathered 12 days in that bird filled up place. These 8,000 times I felt smack on my face. I injured 3 fingers, both thumbs, and both lips. My shin bone, my back bone, my wishbone, my hips. Was more, I was starved. I had nothing to eat. Damp was a damp, but grew moss on my feet. When chance, I could stand it no more. Chance, I discovered. Tiny trap door. I popped my head out and the great sky blue. I knew about the flowers I finally come through to the banks of the beautiful River Wahoo. I couldn't be far now from solid salute. There it was with its glittering towers in the air. I made it, I done it, at last I was there. And I knew that I left all my troubles behind. Had a chap at the doorway that shimmered and shined. Waved me a wave that was friendly and kind. "Welcome," he said as he gave me his hand. "Welcome, my son, to this beautiful land. Welcome to sweet sunny solid saloon, the banks of the beautiful River Wahoo. They never have chose, these very few. As a matter of fact, we have only just one. That's just one little trouble, my son. This one little trouble, as you will now see, is the one little trouble I have with this key. There's only one door in the solid saloon, and we have a key slapping slipper, we do. This troublesome slipper moved into our door 2 weeks ago, Tuesday at 3:45. Since then, I can't open this door anymore. And no one gets in. The town's gone to pot. It's a terrible state of affairs, is it not? And so said the doorman, solid saloon. My job at the door is finished, I'm through. So I'll tell you what I have decided to do. I'm leaving, he said, leaving solid saloon on the banks of the beautiful River Wahoo. They never have chosen. These very few. And I'm off to the city. Boo boo ball on the banks of the beautiful River Woo Wow. They never had trouble. No troubles at all. Come along with me, he said as he ran. And you'll have no more troubles, I promise, young man. You'd have no more troubles. That's what the man said. So I started to go. But I didn't. Instead, I did some quick thinking inside of my head. And I started back home to the Valley of Bum. I knew I'll have troubles. I'll maybe get stung. I'll always have troubles. I'll maybe get bit by the green-headed quail on the place where I sit. But I bought a big bat and I'm ready to